Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, the Capital Region starts phase two of reopening its economy today, Jeff, as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to subside here and statewide. Do you have an update?
Governor Andrew Cuomo, on Tuesday, during his daily briefing, said that the region continues to meet all the metrics that show continued progress in controlling the spread of the virus. The start of June and the start of phase two finds the Capital Region in far better condition than the start of April. On Monday, 82 COVID patients were hospitalized across the region, compared with a peak of 205 people April 10th. A significant percentage of those 82 people hospitalized Monday were essentially recovered. Phase two includes the reopening of offices, real estate businesses, vehicle sales and leases, rental repair, cleaning businesses, commercial building management, and hair salons, barbershops. Looking ahead, restaurant and food service businesses will reopen in phase three.
From there to the other major issue right now, which is civil unrest as a result of the killing of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police, and Governor Andrew Cuomo addressed that yesterday at his briefing as well.
Governor Cuomo addressed the civil unrest taking place in New York State and all over the country in response to instances of police brutality across the nation. He continued to emphasize the difference between protesting racial inequality and those he believes have been exploiting the movement for their own personal gain. There's a totally different situation that has nothing to do with the protesters, Cuomo said. People see this moment and they exploit it. His comments came during a week of protests and late-night looting following the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Local protests are continuing.
You also saw that there were shots fired in Schenectady late Tuesday night.
Yes, Dave, some violence in Schenectady late Tuesday. Shots were fired on Broad Street. One house was hit, but no injuries were reported, according to information available at the scene. The call came in just after 10 p.m. on Broad Street near Helderberg Avenue. Arriving officers found multiple shell casings. The incident happened as Schenectady police continue to investigate two fatal shootings that occurred last month.
He is Jeff Wilkin, longtime veteran journalist of the Daily Gazette. You can read these stories and more at dailygazette.com. Jeff, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.